Welcome to Light Embassy Church.
Living life to the full.
Welcome to another life-transforming show,
bringing clarity and balance into your walk of faith.
Don't misinterpret the scripture. And our theme scripture is taken from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. Please, I'm reading from the KJV. It reads, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. The Apostle Peter talked about some Christians who misinterpret scriptures to their own loss, to their own peril. Over the years, there have been Christians who, when you talk about how serious we should be about the kingdom work, their response will be the scripture above. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight, they will say to you. The understanding and interpretation of the said scripture is that God expects the Christian to be balanced in life. That to them means that he should well balance the natural life with the spiritual life. They mean that the natural life and career line are as important as the kingdom work. So to them, when God says that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is a delight, to them God meant that it should be balanced 50-50%, meaning that your career life is as important in the sight of God as the kingdom work that he has given to you to do as a Christian. This is a fallacy. You see, this is a fallacy. This is a wrong interpretation and a grave error on their part. This is not only the scripture that they misinterpret. The other scriptures that they misinterpret in the name of God, it makes sense to them. And they think that God is on their side, but it's not so. Beloved, you have to understand how God is. God loves all his children, but God is only for his word. What I said is very important. God loves all his children, but God is only for his word. What does that mean? God is only with those who speak the truth, his mind. The word of God is his mind, his truth. Because in the word of God, God is trying to communicate his plan, his purpose, and his vision to his children. So he's not going to side with anyone who comes communicating what was not his intent, what was not his mind, what was not his vision. And that is why you can worship God, you can sing praises to him, you can preach in his name. He loves you because he's love. But yesterday, he will not side with you because you are not speaking his mind. You're not speaking his vision. You're not speaking his purpose to his children. And that is why James would advise Christians that not many Christians should strive to become teachers of the word, because teachers says face the greatest condemnation. What do you mean by that? First, are you communicating the mind of God? Are you interpreting the word of God rightly? Secondly, are you yourself living out the word, not just by precept, but should be by example? That is what it means. So, and that is why you should not just say, "I want to preach because I want to preach." It's not about that. It's about knowing that, have I come to understand this word of God? And what I'm going to say to my fellow brother or sister is within the mind of God. That is what should be important to you. If you don't know that what you're going to say really is the mind, then it's better not say it. That is the best. Sometimes you can make an honest error. That does not mean that God will hold that to your account. God winks. Many times God, even though he doesn't like what you said, he knew that you said it in the right motive. You thought he meant that. He said that. That does not mean he's going to. God is not like that. He's going to hold you so accountable. No. If you said it wrongly by the right, he will wink at it, even though he's not happy. But then if you go on, you don't do diligent study, go on speaking those things continually, you come to a point that God might be angry. Right? Might be angry because you are speaking your flesh. Like I said, this is a sensual and wrong interpretation of the scripture above. The introductory scripture has nothing at all to do with the interpretation they have given to it. As a Christian, you may interpret God's word in your own way just because such an interpretation appeals to your flesh. This is where you need to be careful. What does God mean when he says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just way is his delight? He is talking about honesty in your dealings with other men. He means be truthful and don't cheat. Don't say it costs $200 when really it should cost $100. This is the meaning of the scripture. It has nothing to do with balancing your natural life with the spiritual. It has nothing to do with your career being as important as the kingdom work. Let's just consider the same scripture in other translations. See, those people who got the wrong interpretation of that scripture, it's because they saw it in the King James and it appeals to their flesh and they went on with that. But if they haven't looked at other translations, just looking at other translations, they will have found out that they are wrong. You see, let's just consider the scripture in other translations, the same scripture in other translations. When you read the TLB, the Living Bible, it says, the Lord hates cheating, delights in honesty. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. The Lord hates cheating, delights in honesty. It has nothing to do with God saying that your career life or your natural life is as important to us as don't. No. God is not saying that at all. It's total deviation from truth. He's saying that the Lord hates cheating, lies. When you read the Amplified, a false balance and dishonest business practices are extremely offensive to the Lord, but an accurate scale is his delight. Then when you read the Message translation, it says, God is cheating the marketplace, the business place, he's cheating. He loves it when business is above God. That is when you are candid and open, when you are overt. God likes that, likes honesty, but not cheating. God says, don't cheat in your line of work or business. That's what God is saying. He says, don't cheat in your line of work or business. This is what the scripture means. When you wrongly interpret the said scripture to God's children to mean that your career is as important as the kingdom work, that's leading them astray. Why do they get this wrong interpretation? Because such interpretation appeals to their senses. It gives them room to be lazy about the things of the kingdom. Right? So a person then can focus on the things of the world, because such people really who interpret this scripture, or what when you follow them, or what their mind is about, it's about money. It's about money. Money and making amassing wealth in this world. That's why they interpret this scripture like that. And when they interpret like that, it gives them room to write a self-justification to live that kind of life. Oh, but that's not why Paul says something in the book of Philippians, which was very sad. In his days, he says that not many people cared about the work of Christ. He says that they focus about their own life. That's the same thing that I'm trying to say, that not many care about the work of Christ. They're busy about their own life, what they can think of this life. Few, the serious, the kingdom way. When you understand the gravity of the kingdom way, you see that there's a lot of things for us to do. This world has children of God. You are not a wrong interpretation of the above scripture has led to Christians doing the kingdom work when he sees them. A wrong interpretation of the above scripture has led to Christians doing the kingdom work when he sees them. Right? Because to them, God means that their career is as important as the kingdom work. So they do the kingdom work and it sees them. Beloved, many will not tell you this truth. You are not on this earth because of your career. You are here because of the kingdom work. That's what the Christian, you have to understand. You are not here because of the university. You are not here because of work. You are not here because of your career. You are not here because of that. You are not here because God wanted you to go to school. You are here primarily because of His kingdom work. That is what the Word of God teaches every Christian. The career rather is what is the addition. Therefore, you should plan the career around the kingdom work and not vice versa. The career rather is a channel to fulfill the primary purpose for which you are here, which is the kingdom work. The career is rather a channel. The career is not the main purpose for you. God is wisdom. He planned it very well that he will not disadvantage fulfilling his purpose in this world. So he planned our life around the career. Doesn't mean that the career was the main reason. Right? The career was not the primary purpose. The career rather is what is the addition. Therefore, you should plan the career around the kingdom work and not vice versa. This is what leads one Christian sharing gospel tracts on his way or in the bus to work. Why is there some Christians when they are on their way to work in the bus? When they are even on their way on the street walking to work, whether in the bus or even by any means of transport to work, some of them, as long as the person is not maybe his private car. I mean, some people have private cars. Some of them, on their way to work, you find them sharing gospel tracts with people as far as there's time. Make sure that he wakes up in the morning early on his way to work, he's sharing gospel tracts. Even if he gets some 15 minutes on his way to work, before he gets to work, in some, when they are at work, as long as time allows them, they share, talk about Christ. Why is that there are some people who are like that? And then they are Christians who only talk about Christ or the gospel on holidays or Sundays. Some even do not. The reason is that the former has come to understand that, like Jesus, is primarily on earth through the Father's work. And that is what is first in importance. The Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. That is what is first in importance. What is of first importance to you? Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's the same thing that the Master told us. Just look at the Gentiles. Their man of life. Their life is all about their businesses and making money, careers. So don't be like them. For you, your life should first be about the kingdom. The kingdom should be what is first in place, first in order, and first in importance to you. Then he says, and all the other things will rather follow. So Jesus himself, contrary to what some Christians are preaching, Jesus said that you should rather plan everything around eternal, not vice versa. He didn't say that. This world, including all the careers, will very soon pass away. This world, including all the careers, will very soon pass away. We have to understand that we are living God's plan, not our plan. So you may think something, but if what you assume or what someone says to you is not God's plan for you, God's plan for his children, you are just deceiving yourself. What you have to find is God's plan to live out that plan. The Bible even tells us that this plan was preordained, predestined, that we should work there. It's not about you having any other plan. It's about God's plan. You work live by that. The Master said in Matthew chapter 24 from verse 45 to 47, who then is a faithful and wise servant? Please, let's listen to what he says. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all. Now, any Christian who lives with the mentality of 50-50%, my natural life is as important as the spiritual life, another will plan the kingdom work around the career, will not be able to fulfill the third scripture, this scripture I just read. Is this scripture saying that when Jesus is coming, you find every Christian being the kingdom? It's not be so, because we live in different places. There are some wonderful Christians who are even the kind of the master of the world. Maybe they'll be in their workplace. There some Christians that should be like that. It doesn't mean that they have not fulfilled this scripture. No, no. This scripture is not just talking about God. The Lord is not just saying that when I sin, I should find you preach the gospel. That's not what it means. But he's talking about the mood of mind that is me. Now, if you are someone who live the right mindset that I'm here for the kingdom work, and I plan my career around the kingdom work, I plan every other thing around the kingdom, you fulfill this scripture. Because even if it comes in your sleep, if it comes anything that is in your room, so this will be your frame of mind. That will be your frame of mind. Maybe it looks at the heart, not just at the external aspect. Beloved, understand that if you have probably 100 years to be, if Jesus carries and have 100 years to be, let's say you have 150 years, one day that 150 years will come. You may be now 50 years old, you may be now 40 years old, you may be now 30 years old. There was a day that you were 15 years old, there was a day that you were a teenager, there's a day that you are an adolescent, now you're an adult female with children. One day too, if you are here for 100 years, it will come. One day will come that there are 100 years. There was a man who lived on earth for 1969 years. He was called Methuselah. No more. He lived for 1969 years. Now, how many years did he live for? It will come to one. But the question you have to ask yourself, after these 100 years or 90 years, how will you respond to your mother if you didn't live according to his plan for you? If you didn't live according to what he has said, that the Christians, you are here primarily for the kingdom business, how are you going to respond? That is why it's important to live with the kingdom. Don't be taken away and pulled by the cares, distractions of this life. Like as the preacher says, all is vanity. Vanity. The Bible says that everything that you see will be destroyed. This world that you see, all the buildings and the skyscrapers, all of them will be destroyed. But there will be a new earth. Yet it tells you that how you live your life on this earth is what is going to determine your position, your rank. So don't be pulled away by things which is really vain. You see, but the world sees it as something. That's why the Bible says that God says that the wisdom of this world is foolishness. Be for God, be the kingdom. God bless you.
Stay on the channel for the next episode and discover more at lightembassy.org. Have a question? Would you like prayer? Message us directly here.